This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. We're the show that brings you music, comedy, and stories from off the beaten path. Tonight, we're broadcasting live from the Franklin Arts Center in downtown Brainerd, Minnesota. Our show is made possible in part by the taxpayers of Minnesota through the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We're a special production of Northern Community Radio. You can hear past shows and follow us at greatnorthernradioshow.org. This is the Franklin Auditorium, the Franklin Arts Center Auditorium in Brainerd. Thank you to Brainerd Community Education for hosting us tonight, and thank all the people who make this show possible. This is a beautiful space. The Franklin Arts Center is not just an auditorium, but it's an old school, and all the old classrooms have been converted into art space and apartments for artists and residents, and it's actually kind of a trippy place. You go walking down the halls, you don't know what you're going to see. All kinds of, not just art, but there's a yoga studio, and there's a photographer. There's all kinds of interesting things down these hallways, so it's a great place to check out if you're in Brainerd. Our guests tonight are a fantastic duo all the way from Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin. Here they are, the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers.
Was you now, House? betrayals to you.
Thank you.
The Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers. Well, hi, folks. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I got to ask a question. Are you all warm enough? Are you warm enough? Okay. Because it's really cold out. We had almost 30 below in one spot, or over 20 below this morning. It was crazy. One of our cast members, who will remain nameless, forgot the cast bananas in the trunk overnight. So it was Brett. Okay, he's admitting it. And so you had about an hour where they were, you had basically a bunch of hammers, and then later we're going to have banana bread, because that's pretty much how that's going to go. So it's important that you're warm enough, because I really couldn't handle, people could die in this kind of weather. I can't have that on my conscience. But when it comes to being warm and comfortable in winter, you really can't avoid, there's this word, it's really a trendy word that most of us don't know how to pronounce. And I'm talking about the Danish term, hygge. Yeah. There's fans here. You know, something changed after the last act of Hamlet. The Danes became so mellow that they don't even mind stepping on all the Lego blocks that they create each year. And if we're to believe media reports, hygge is the reason why. It's both the cause and the solution of this. The last few years, we've heard this word a lot more. It kind of looks like higgy, but it's not higgy. It rhymes with beluga. It's hygge. It's often passed off as a high-end term for cozy in fashion and interior design. But yeah, it's not exactly right, but that's what sells the most, throw pillows, and that's what's the most important. You know, whenever a culturally specific word escapes into broader usage, you have to question it. This is how hip-hop slang ends up in the mainstream, and middle-aged women in accounting describe themselves as turnt up for wing night at Applebee's, and then that's when you know that it's all over for that one. That's not cool anymore. It's like that for hygge now. It's everywhere. Target, Pinterest. And if you investigate, you see it's not a commercial concept. You can find hygge in your sauna steam, in the heat from a roaring fireplace. There's hygge in a lover's touch, laughter among friends, or the soft fuzz of your favorite blanket. The only real requirement for hygge is that something nice happens someplace cold. And that puts us Minnesotans in the driver's seat, really, as far as I can tell, right? Well, guess what? A travel website recently named the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul as only the third most hygge in the nation, behind Seattle and Portland. What? You know, third place, that's pretty good. Okay, it's pretty good. But then again, who wants the bronze medal in hygge? You know, in Scandinavia, they melt down their cross-country skiing bronzes into cabinet fixtures. They get so many of them. They have no value. But here I go. Sour grapes won't win you any hygge contests. Stinky fish and old cheese might, but not envy. You know, hygge sounds like something we should want, but also like something we already have. Can we really get more? Maybe what we really want is just to be more Scandinavian. I mean, maybe that's what we want. Just angular jawlines and skinny pants that fit. High-end sweaters, affordable health care. Perhaps we just want people to stop filling gaps in the conversation with useless American small talk and phrases like, so anywho. Think of it. We could take pleasure in the simple and surprising comforts of life. Or as some would say, acknowledge that we are middle-aged, vulnerable, inching ever closer to the open arms of death, whose tight embrace will last longer than any winter. You know, hygge. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Here's a singer-songwriter from right here in the Brainerd area, Brady Zierke.
Thank you.
darkness, you stand out like a pearl. Your beauty is unmatched. You light up my whole world. Cassidy, there's no song for you, but I'll make one for you, my queen. If you dance with me, my sweet Cassidy, one little dance will do. And I'll write this song for you. When I look into your eyes, I don't know what I see. You were sent from the sky to be with a guy like me. I promise your heart won't break. Take a chance, it'll be okay. Our lives could change today. We'll dance our cares away. We'll dance our cares away. There's no song meant for you, but I'm standing right here, my queen. Will you dance with me, my sweet Cassidy? One little dance will do. And I'll write this song for you.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Thanks to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for making today possible. Here are the Great Northern Radio players.
Okay, Debbie, this is it. This is what your therapist wanted. Activity. That's how you make relationships happen. Get out there and do something. So here we are at the cross-country ski trail, and we are going to ski. And as we ski, we are going to meet people. And some of these people are going to be men. And that's not the most important thing. We could meet women and form stable friendships, but we could also meet men and form stable platonic friendships, or maybe more. More is good. More is really good. But first we have to ski. So here we go.
Hi there. Beautiful day, huh?
Yeah, real good.
A little more light in the sky these days. Good for the spirit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you new to ski?
No. Maybe. Just a little.
Well, good for you. Way to go. I'm going to move ahead now.
I should wait. Will you be my
good
friend?
Luck.
Oh, I don't think she heard me. Maybe she heard me. Doesn't matter. I'm a barf. Oh. Who is this now? Oh. Holy cats, it's a ski man. Oh, Oh, look at that form-fitting suit. Oh, he's serious. And so am I. Hi, handsome.
Hello. Beautiful day for a ski, huh?
Yeah, real good. I mean, you're, beautiful. Come here. Often?
Yes, I come here every day. There's snow on the ground. First time I've seen you here, though. Are you new to this?
Oh, nah. I was born with skis. My poor mother.
Oh, that's disgusting. Bye-bye.
I don't know, Debbie. Maybe this just isn't our thing. Back to the apartment, I guess. Fill out some internet quizzes. That's our life now. Oh, goodness. Who's that? He skis worse than me.
Sorry, lady.
It's okay.
It's my first time on skis.
Me too.
I kind of hate it. Wanna have dinner?
Yeah. I could use a meaningful friendship.
Or maybe more?
More. More is good.
The Great Northern Radio Players. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Hi, Katie Haug.
Why, hello, Aaron Brown.
It's good to see you. And this is a monumental occasion. We've decided to end a practice, a long-standing practice on this show. We are giving, we are, instead of giving you a fake name.
Every time. Every show.
Which was getting to be tedious.
Right.
And no longer getting laughs.
And nobody thought it was funny.
And nobody cared, much less thought it was funny.
Right.
So we're going to call your band by the name that it goes by normally, which would have been an option when we started. Which is The Occasionals.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Give them a hand. And why are you called The Occasionals, Katie?
Well, you know, we occasionally play gigs, and we kind of have a rotating band of musicians, and it is usually never the same thing twice.
Just like us. It's a perfect match with our show.
Just like
absolutely.
Patchwork of musicians, yeah.
Who are we playing with tonight?
Well, I am playing with, behind me, we're kind of in like a line here. Trying to signal to them during songs has been interesting. Eric Carlson on guitar and vocals. Next to Eric is Aaron Schnackenberg. He's on bass, rocking the bass. And way over yonder in the back, Greg Gaston, a fabulous drummer tonight. And I just have to say, about 5 seconds before we started playing our very first song, I'm not sure if anybody saw the little panic that ensued, but there was a moment when we thought Eric's guitar wasn't going to work at all.
I don't know
if you caught that at all.
I definitely caught that. Okay. I didn't know what was going on, though, so that's fun to know.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else saw
it. It's live. Whatever happens, happens.
Right, yeah.
But fortunately, his guitar does work.
It works. It's fine.
Which is critical for what's about to happen next.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
we will play more music.
Play more music, and Eric is featured on this, right, Eric?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, we wrote this song for our friend Brett Cease, who lived a whole winter in a yurt, a very cold winter off the grid, and a very comfortable, cozy yurt.
A hygge yurt?
Yeah, it would be hygge.
Yeah. Okay.
And we also tied in a little fun fact. In 5 days, it'll be the 19th anniversary of the Voyager project to take a photo of Earth from 4 billion miles away. It was the most awesome selfie that we've taken in the world. And we managed to tie that in to a song about Brett. One little light up the solstice. There's a spark that marks the end of winter's chill. Our hopes and dreams are like that candle, a candle lantern in the snow. But they will never fly, they can't grow. Till we learn to release them and let go. We are smaller than we imagine. We are a universe unto ourselves. We are binary stars now. From a distance all you see is brighter glow. Two little lights above the mantle. For any lost soul to see. Just a flicker of a candle, and its reflection through the window from the tree. Shine your light into the darkness. You bring it with you wherever you go. It moves out in all directions. Just make sure to let it shine into your soul. Dark was the night, cold was the ground, 19 years ago upon this day. We turned around and saw ourselves for the first time, a pale blue dot 4 million miles away. When winter's night is at its darkest, hopes and dreams are left unfulfilled. You climbed your hill and lit a candle. You know I think I see it shining still. A little light out in the darkness. One little light up on the hill. Every winter on solstice, there's a spark that marks the end of winter's chill.
Now this is the life. Warm day, sitting on the ice, lying in the water.
Hey, fella!
Yeah?
Catching anything?
Not yet, but I'm hopeful.
You know you're on a holding pond behind Home Depot, right?
Yeah, heard there were crappies.
Okay, then. Good luck.
Looking for fish in all the wrong places. The team's all here, tying up laces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Can't fish here. This is a hockey arena.
Oh, don't mind me. I'll just be over here in the corner.
But we're playing a game.
I heard you got bluegills here.
We've got blue line.
Nah, buddy of mine said he was catching bluegills out here last week.
Really? Huh. Well, I suppose we're down 4 goals. You got room for another line?
Sure.
Looking for fish in all the wrong places. The team's all here, tying up laces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
All right. Thanks for making time. This quick meeting, everyone. We need to split up the Electroflux accounts now that Diane is on maternity leave.
I can take Detroit Lakes. I'm already covering Fargo, so it's on my way.
Well, that's great, Becky. Oh, thanks. Excuse me. Can I help you?
Don't mind me.
That is an ice auger.
Sure is.
You're ice fishing in our office?
Heard they were biting.
But there isn't any water down there, just accounting.
Vexlar shows one out on my, checking out my bait.
That's Steve. He's our internal auditor.
Big fella.
Well, hey now. He's a little sensitive about that. And he's definitely not a fish.
He's nibbling.
He is not nibbling.
What are you using for bait?
Gummy worm?
Oh, Steve loves gummy worms.
He's not going to bite a hook just because it has a gummy worm on it.
Gotcha!
All right!
You can't do that. You can't hook Steve.
I'm reeling him in.
He's not going to fit through that hole.
He'll fit. You'll see.
Becky, get the net.
I can't believe you.
Oh, he's flopping.
Oh, what a catch. Hey, you got room? I'd like to try.
Sure, pull up a bucket.
Believe it or not, there's even bigger people down there that work in that department.
Oh, this is the life.
Looking for fish in all the wrong places. The team's all here, tying up laces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
The Great Northern Radio Players. And welcome back, the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers.
So you.
So, I've been doing some squats lately. Thank you. I've done squats before. This isn't new. But I've never been afraid of my insides popping out like a tube of crescent rolls before. That is new. For many of us, trying to get back in shape is a cycle. You know, it's something you're supposed to do in a regular pattern. But the problem is, you know, I'm supposed to be doing it all year round. Every day I eat my Lucky Charms and I watch the Peloton commercials on ESPN. And that's not the kind of cycle I think we're talking about here. You know, there are cycles in life, too. The parents of youth hockey players know all about cycles of life. Each day they conduct a finely choreographed ballet involving ice time, sack lunches, and undergarments that smell like the fall of the Western Roman Empire. Each weekend a family sojourns to faraway lands, frosted minivans, 2 hours of screaming, and a drive home with a bag of undergarments that smell like the fall of the Eastern Roman Empire. It's much more than an activity. We cultivate young boys and girls from toddlerhood to become bloodthirsty, stick-wielding warriors with knives for feet. Then we barnstorm them across the northern plains like prize fighters in the Gilded Age. You know, one of our sons in the middle elementary years asked us if he could join hockey. And we said, no, it's too late. You can't be in hockey for the same reason you can't be the Dalai Lama. It's just that ship has sailed. There are other things to do in the winter. You know, a friend of mine revels in a particular tradition. In January, around January 19th, you crack the back of winter by striking a large stick against something hard. And there's something to this. That's right around the time where we start to see more light in the sky. There's a psychological effect of light. It creates hope, even as the temperature drops well below zero. The Finns, that's a Finnish tradition, and the Finns know winter better than most. They also share the tradition of Laskiainen. It's a sliding festival held at the beginning of February. It signifies, among other things, the changeover of evening dark chores. So you're switching over because of the light in the sky. Energy. That's the stuff of life, and it's only part of life that is operated by an unshakable set of rules. Kinetic energy is the energy of motion. Your car hurtles down a winter highway with mechanical energy. Your tires keep the thermal energy of motion from sending your 2-ton family vehicle into the chasm over the side of the road. Electrical energy regulates cabin temperature at comfortable levels, and sound energy crackles like lake ice through the crisp air. But radiant energy, light, that's the one we crave most at winter's end. The weather lies to us. The man in the suit lies to us. But the light always reveals the truth. The days get longer and longer. Unstoppable motion in space dictates when we turn off our lamps and shed our coats. Light is what we see when we're born and when we die, even when we cannot see. The dying call out for more and more light, and so do we. Every winter, knowing in our hearts that our wish will be granted. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Here's the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers.
Once again.
are cold, nights are clear. My only comfort is in sleeping. Give me a smile, say you do. I'll wreck my life for you. There's nothing down here that I'm keeping. No need to follow through the way we used to do. But I could follow you to something new. Now find my own way home if you point me on a way. Know it when I see it once again. Take me down to water, take me down, 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 down. I'll know it when I see it. I'll know it when I see it.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are approaching Valentine's Day in northern Minnesota. That's a special time when lovers celebrate their match. But here in northern Minnesota, bulky winter clothing complicates the science of human attraction.
I didn't think I'd have such a good time at my nephew's outdoor hockey game.
I know. I'm to not be sitting next to someone who's yelling at the ref.
Hey, get a few drinks in me and see what I tell the guy.
So, I normally don't ask for a stranger's phone number, but I'm wondering if you might share yours.
Oh my, escalating the relationship.
Just an opportunity to keep this conversation going, it's all.
Oh. Well, it's been fun. Does your phone work in the cold?
Sure does.
Okay, type this in. Area code 218.
All right, of course.
7.
Yes? And?
It's just, I have a question.
Okay, shoot.
This will make me sound awful.
Well, you seem pretty nice.
I just have to ask, are you hot?
We've been shivering here in the rink for at least 45 minutes. I'm definitely not hot.
No, I mean, you're wearing a big parka and snow pants. I mean, your face is gorgeous, but I'm just wondering if the rest of you is, you know, hot.
Wow. I don't know how to... Do you want me to show you?
Oh, no. I'm not that kind of girl.
We could go to a coffee shop and we could take off my snow pants. You could make your own judgment.
I don't want to put you through all that if there's no spark, you see? Do you have any pictures on your phone?
I'm scrolling here, but nothing but sunsets and UPC codes.
Yeah. Well... Ballpark it. How would you rate yourself?
I suppose an 8.
And is that up top or down below?
Excuse me?
Physique. Trying to break it down to zones.
I guess 9 up top and 7 below.
Oh, okay. And we're talking about the waist, right? Not above the neck.
Well, I'd say a 9 above the neck, maybe a 6 from the waist to the neck. Okay. I work at a desk job.
So. Oh, that's fine. You don't have to explain. Tell me about down below.
Legs. Yeah. I ride my bike to work, so those are a solid 9. Mm. But won't lie, a lot of hair. A lot. I am
When I go to the gym, there's always someone who shouts, "Hey, Tex, take off them fur chaps."
That's not uncommon. Don't be too critical, okay? We've got to love ourselves first before we can love others.
Yes, and given that you, too, are wearing a rather elaborate snowsuit, am I at liberty to inquire if you are hot?
Absolutely. Fair is fair. To be perfectly blunt, I'm built like a wrapping paper tube. I've tried different things, but this train does not have a caboose. It's just one of those red blinking lights they put on the last car.
I see. Well, at least you take good care of yourself.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm thin, but kind of spongy.
Well, so am I.
Yeah, I guess if I have one regret, it's the tattoo.
Well, they're very popular. Lots of people have them.
Maybe, but mine is pretty big, all up and down my left side.
What is it?
Slimer from Ghostbusters. And it says, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts."
I see. Well, we all have our regrets.
Exactly. The good news is that I'm pretty sure we're in the same league. I think it's worth a shot.
I'm so pleased. So, 218.
Yeah, 744-4657. Text or call. We'll go do something. Listen, I've got to go say hi to my nephew. It was good to meet you.
Yes, great. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
The Great Northern Radio Players. Coming up next, we've got Brady Zierke. Hey, Brady, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Tell us, how long you've been playing music?
Since April of last year.
What?
That's how long I've been writing music. I've been playing since I was a kid. But
yeah, that's cool. So you got your own stuff coming out, and it's really great. So let's hear your next song.
All right. They're bright like the sun. Your smile's like the sea untouched. When I see you, my words come undone. And when I hear you, the day has begun. To my surprise, you're still by my side. My ride or die, my sunshine, you have been here all this time. I'll never let this love run dry. Baby, I just wanna tell you how much I love you. You're my darling, you're my lady. I can't believe it's true. Sometimes I feel you don't believe me. Honey, look into my eyes. You'll see that I really mean it. I'll love you till I die. You remind me of a sweet little song that no one knows, but they all sing along. Paradise seems so far beyond. When I'm with you, I'm already gone. When the wind, when it blows through your hair, takes me away to a place I can't share. I wanna show you how much I care. Without you, I'd be a nightmare. Baby, I just wanna tell you how much I love you. You're my darling, you're my lady. I can't believe it's true. Sometimes I feel you don't believe me. Honey, look into my eyes. You'll see that I really mean it. I'll love you till I die. Yeah, I love you, baby.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and I'd like to talk to you about estate planning. You know, nobody likes talking about death. It means we might actually do it ourselves, but it's important to make plans for when we're gone. You know, my wife and I, we've already done this. We've planned for every possible contingency. For example, should I die before her, she will likely double the number of frilly pillow shams, throws, and redundant linens placed on our bed. Should she predecease me, I fully intend to burn all such items in the driveway. Now, she says I won't do it. She says I'll be too sad. And it's true. I would cry and cry. And if anybody saw me, I'd wipe my eyes on my shirt sleeve and blame it all on the pillow smoke. Google searches for pillow shams reveal that millions don't know whether or not it's okay to sleep on them. And I cannot plead such ignorance. I know what pillow shams and throw pillows are for. Even I can't deny that they really provide a pop of color that brings the room together. What I cannot abide, however, is the daily futility of taking them on and off the bed. After all, what is life? You know, life is just each of us trying to believe that what we do actually matters for as long as possible. Pillow shams strip away the facade. We squeeze the pillows into the shams and we pull them out after the day is done. Just like we squeeze into our work clothing and then squeeze out of it at the end of the day. What's the difference? Why bother? And you know, there's a class dynamic to all this too. If Howard Zinn was writing about interior design, he would have been all over this. See, our current bed set features large square pillows that serve as a backstop for all the cavalcade of other pillows, and they're very nice, and I am never to press my greasy face against them. Each night, after peeling back the pillow shams and throws, we also remove the big pillows, square pillows, and put them in the closet. Then we bring out two distinctly proletarian pillows that we call Huggy pillows. Now, not Hugo pillows. Those are different. I mean Huggy pillows. And that might sound nice, but I assure you that these pillows have a hard life. They catch the most sweat and drool of any of the pillows. They're the Morlocks to H.G. Wells' Eloy pillows. And each morning we cast them down into the closet. Periodically they are laundered and enjoy some fleeting moment of joy before I once again use them to test whether my breath is bad. All of this so that the day pillows can sit on the bed and match the paint samples from the stores. The only people who see them are us, three small boys, and a small black and white dog, literally incapable of perceiving color. It's an endless loop. The important thing is that we're prepared for all contingencies. You never know what life is going to hand you, but it's always good to have a soft pillow to land on, within reason. I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Here are the yellow-bellied sapsuckers.
Well, where we live in Wisconsin is known as the Okooch Mountains, and this is our little love song to home.
Parlor to keep us glad.
storm.
Take
walk
my
with me to the place
oh,
beside
please.
The river.
Take
sit with me beside the gently flowing spring. Come and go to our Okooch Mountain home.
Our days together in our happy Okooch Mountain home. Take
walk
my
with me
hand.
To the place
oh,
beside the river.
Take
sit with
hand.
Me beside the gently
oh,
flowing spring.
Come
and go to our Okooch Mountain home.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it, folks. You've been listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Thank you to the yellow-bellied sapsuckers. That's Joe Hart and Nikki Grossman. Brady Zierke from right here in Brainerd. And, of course, the Occasionals with Katie Haug, Eric Carlson, Aaron Schnackenberg, and Greg Gaston. Thank you to the Great Northern Radio players, C.J. Anderson, Nathan Bergstead, Brett Carter, Lauren Nickish, and Louisa Skorich. The show is written and produced by me. I'm Aaron Brown. Thank you to our production team, Sarah Bignall, Heidi Holton, Tammy Bobrowski, Dan Haug, Dave Kinney, with a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and to Brainerd Community Education for having us. Thanks also to Nathan Bergstead for helping us write some of the show tonight. Our next show is April 13th at the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota. Listen to past shows at greatnorthernradioshow.org. It has been an absolute pleasure to be here in Brainerd. Thank you all for coming out on a cold, cold night to enjoy this time with us. Here's one last song from Katie Haug and the Occasionals.
Haunted. And you and I both know that the ghost is me. to rattle in your chains. Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange.
In the midnight hour, we came alive.
I had to go and get my crystal ball.
I was busy
ball.
Trying to tame that snake.
Oh, when the sun came up, we couldn't find no place to hide it.
And you had to tell my friends that my fangs were fake.
I had to.
Oh! You and I both know that the house is haunted. And you and I both know that the ghost is me. Used to catch me in your bed sheets, just a rattle in your chains. Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange. But even when one is dead and gone, still takes two to make a house a home. I'm as lonesome as the catacombs. I hear call my name, but no one's there. Except this feeling in the air. You and I both know that the house is haunted. You and I both know that the ghost is you. You should walk around screaming or slamming all them doors. Well, I'm all grown up, I don't scare easy no more. Cause you and I both know.
Thank you.